You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Now, the man who put the positive in feedback and the woman who put the broad back in broadcasting, eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Well, 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 we're delighted you're here this week for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, of course. And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. If you're listening live, lucky you, today's April 30th, 2015. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 375. We're expecting your call.
We're also experiencing your calls,
we
hopefully.
Are. New glasses needed, 888-723-4630.
So, tomorrow's May 1st. What does that mean, Griff? The 2015 Spring Seller updates new rate structures.
Oh, I thought it meant I had to go get out my maypole
go
and put it on the front lawn.
Go and dance around it. You would be May Queen.
With
rate structures go into effect tomorrow.
Yeah.
Monthly free listing allotments will apply only to fixed price listings, with 100 additional free listings in the collectibles category for auctions only. Griff, you got any advice for sellers about this new eBay strategy?
I do. So for the most part, and there are some exceptions to this, but for the most part, we list lots of inventory, and the ideal situation would be we want it all to sell. And we'd like that as well at eBay, because that means there's lots more buyers that are buying stuff. So my first bit of advice is to not just assume that you're okay with what you have right now. There's always room for testing, and we'll start making it easy to test tomorrow, because the fee illustrator will be updated starting tomorrow to reflect the new rate cards. And I would ask every seller to take some time tomorrow and just check out and see if they have the right store or non-store strategy at the moment. I talked to somebody yesterday who I'm waiting for today to tomorrow so I can enter the information in, but he is a coin seller, and I think he may be better off with a basic level eBay store, but I got to find out more information from him. So that's what I would advise to tomorrow, to run the run your numbers through the fee illustrator and see what happens. And also, if you don't do it tomorrow, we'll be introducing, well, it looks to be an exciting new feature next week. It ties in with the changes to fees and listing features that take place tomorrow. And this new feature will star a new character in the pantheon of eBay Radio characters named Coach Jack. It's actually Jack Dalton, eBay senior analyst for pricing. He's a long-term eBay employee in Salt Lake, so he knows his stuff, and we're going to invite your participation.
I hope he has a good sense of humor.
He works at eBay.
Okay.
Coach Jack will take a look behind the scenes at the back end of your eBay store listings, then he'll suggest ways to tweak your selling strategies so as to not only save you money on fees, but also hopefully increase your views and conversion. And by the way, that's your sell-through rate. So if you have 100 items and you sell 50 of them, then you had a 50% sell-through rate or conversion. For example, he might recommend changes to your format mix or listing durations. Can make a big deal, a difference. To have your store or listings considered for review by Coach Jack, send an email ASAP to, write this down, coachjack@ebay.com. That's coachjack@ebay.com. With your seller ID, of course, so he knows how to find you. Plus any other details about your account that you want him to know. He'll review his first seller next Tuesday right here on our show. And that seller could be you, so don't delay. Email coachjack@ebay.com today, right now.
Yeah, that should be very interesting.
Yeah.
Something new we haven't done on the show before. We like that stuff. Also, I want to mention, too, that next Wednesday, May 6th, at 11 a.m. Pacific, there's going to be an eBay webinar, and they're going to share the smart strategies of successful sellers who use Promotions Manager. Ooh. And I know a lot of us are a little confused about how to use Promotions Manager and when to use it and the strategies, basically. Creating promotions, you know, can increase your sales by attracting shoppers who are on the lookout for deals. And eBay makes it easy to create these promotions with powerful tools available exclusively to eBay Store's subscribers. And during this webinar, eBay experts are going to take you through the five kinds of promotional offers and how they help drive buyers to even more of your inventory. They'll have examples, they'll have tips, and I want you to know space is limited, so get the details at ebay.com/webinars and register now for the event. Do you use Promotions Manager at all, Griff?
I have in the past. I haven't been paying much attention to my store lately, so I haven't used it recently. I do have a sale running at the moment, but that's just through Markdown Manager.
So do you have a sale on everything?
No, it's on shoes that have been sitting around like tired old inventory in my store for months.
How about the one that's got my favorite picture of all times? Did you
really
sell that one?
I don't know. What was that?
We looked at it a couple of weeks ago. It was this wonderful pair of shoes with a great white background, and they looked like they were floating, and it was wonderful.
Really?
Yeah, and you could see every little inch of it.
Wow, I'm pretty good.
You really are.
At least I'm good at something. Although I've got, it's an always learning experience, and I'm going to use some of what I've learned in the last year for our eBay radio party.
Okay, now we told him you didn't want a tent this year.
Yeah, I don't need the tent.
No tent. Okay, yeah. Good. Okay.
Because we won't be talking about white balance.
We're going to have a couple of eBay customer service reps sitting out there this year.
Yay.
It's going to be very nice to help you one-on-one.
I still want a space, though. Did I not get a space? Uh-oh. I guess not.
You can. No. Wait.
All right. Never mind.
It's not too late.
Never mind.
Do you want a tent?
No. It's okay. I'll just sit here in the dark. That's all right.
No.
You have a good... You do what you do. We'll have a great event. I'll be the guy in the corner. Just, you know. Stop by and see me sometime. Do I sound passive aggressive enough for you?
Griff is so excited about this year's eBay radio party and conference. He wants to make sure that he has his own space. And you know what? Great segue, Griff. I need an award for this segue, okay?
Why?
You can be sure, if you're listening to this right now, you have a space at our eBay radio party and conference.
Oh.
And to get your space,
yes,
you need to go to ervegas.com. That stands for eBay Radio.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Oh, geez. Okay, yeah.
Register and reserve your hotel room at Bally's. The whole thing, the hotel room is $63. All right?
Really?
By the time the resort fee, which, by the way, includes your Wi-Fi in your room, by the way. But everybody's got to pay this resort fee all over Vegas. Nothing we can do about it. But by the time you pay the resort fee and all the taxes and stuff, it's still under $100 per night. It's about $98.56
Lovely.
Per night. Starts
great.
At $63. We are more than two-thirds sold out this morning. So if you really want to join us, you need to sign up right away. This year, our theme is 20 years of eBay. And our first day, we'll be learning all about social marketing to sell more of your eBay listings. So the entire first day, Tuesday, is going to be about social marketing to sell. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it. You need to register quickly because May 15th, big cutoff date at the hotel. We may not be able to promise you that the cheapy rooms will be available to you after that date. So you want to register pretty quickly here. Griff, also something I mentioned the other day that I'd like to bring up again. The original hipster mom sweepstakes is taking place on eBay right now.
And hipster moms.
The original hipster mom sweepstakes. So before, by the way, hipsters believe in thrifting big
they
time.
Do?
Yes, hipsters thrift. They also make furniture out of funny things. I'm learning all about it. It's very interesting. You and I are really part hipster. We have been all of our lives, Griff. Anyway, Mother's Day, May 10th, coming up, Enter for a chance to win $1,000 and a Mother's Day feature on eBay's homepage. Just follow at eBay on Instagram. Post a picture of your mom with hashtags eBay OG Hipster Mom and hashtag sweeps, and tell eBay why your mother is the original hipster mom. See, my kids get right in and talk about me on that one, see?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be sure and enter. You could win $1,000 and be featured in a Mother's Day on a Mother's Day feature on eBay's homepage, which would be very exciting. I wish we were featured on eBay's homepage. But you have a chance to be, so.
I do, yes.
Yeah, right. So get with us, please.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Get with the program.
Well, I will. I'm going to get with it.
So you and I both have been not listing a lot lately because...
Well, I listed over the weekend.
Oh, did you? We did. We still have not. We're just
I put up 17 busy. Items.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All shirts?
Shirts and shoes, and I found some more shoes, and I've got a bunch of stuff yesterday I worked on that's ready to photograph, so I'm trying to get back into it. It's hard standing up, so.
And there's nothing they can give you?
Yum, 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 yum.
Not really. Okay.
Well, just the stuff I can give myself.
Well, we're just glad that you are here with us, my dear. And I know that you're devastated because you couldn't go to Washington, D.C.
I couldn't.
I know. It's very
I couldn't.
Sad.
Right.
So I'm looking on eBay right now for a potting bench.
Oh, a potting bench.
Also known as a potting table.
Are you going to grow some pot? Is that
no,
the idea?
No.
No.
No, I'm going to use it for my secret garden.
Oh, mm-hmm. I can't wait to see that secret garden.
Oh, I'll put a picture in the room as to how it's coming along. In the chat room.
This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. It's your show. Call us now, 888-723-4630, and ask Griffin Lee.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails. But I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person, and it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic specific. For example, questions about returns. I can set up auto responses for international buyers too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. We are expecting your call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Okay, we're going to give away one night's free room to the event. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. We're going to give away one night's free room. Let's make it during the next segment. Okay? So in 15 minutes, as soon as we come back at the half-hour break, we're going to give away one night's free room, and I'm going to have a really, really interesting trivia question for you. So,
oh, you do.
Be sure to stay with us because one night's free room at the event. You must be registered for the event, by the way, because I give you, what I do is I don't really actually pay for your room. I really just give you $100 at the event. You come up to me and I give it to you in an envelope. I have it already ready for you.
Lovely.
So you must be registered for the event to win the free room night, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay, so be sure and stay with us. And remember, we're taking your calls right now. Do you have any eBay challenges you'd like to talk about? Or would you like to give us one of our wonderful tips that you hear produced on this show that we take from some of the callers who call us in with tips? Maybe you have a great tip for the rest of us sellers out there. Give us a call, 888-RADIO-30. Maybe you have a challenge with your eBay sales. Maybe you're having a challenge with entrepreneurialism in general. Give us a call, 888-RADIO-30, or click the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player, the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form, hit the submit button, and we'll do our best to respond to you during the show. And, Griff, some people are asking how to get to their eBay radio chat board.
Really?
Yeah.
ebayradio.com.
Exactly. Click the big orange listen live button. Click group chat on the eBay radio player. If you're listening to us right now on the radio player, click the button, the tab that says group chat on that player.
Yeah, just click it.
That'll take you right through community sign in direct to the eBay radio group page. And if you scroll down once you get there below the listen live and archives on demand buttons, the chat board is the top discussion post and it has the words today, chat board, and today's date right in the title. A lot going on in the world, Griff, and I'm going to look up on eBay right now. What would I look up? That wonderful mother in Baltimore who beat her son about the head and neck to get him out of that looting, throwing rock thing that was going on. Did you see her on the news?
I think so, yes.
You would never forget her if you saw her.
Yeah.
She just chased after him, and he was wearing the whole ISIS thing, you know, the covering with the black over his nose, and only his eyes were... Oh, she was furious.
Oh.
And she went after...
ISIS ain't no match for no mama.
Exactly. And some of the people on Facebook and other places on the internet are putting her down and saying, oh, you should never hit your child. Let me tell you something. As a Southern mother, I really never had to hit my children. All I had to do was look at them and say, I wish you would throw another rock, and they would have come home. Sometimes, if they're big boys and they don't, you may have to beat their butt a little bit. And she was absolutely, she beat him all the way home. I don't mean beat. You know, I'm talking about she was just hitting him saying, pay attention to me. Go home right now. Da-da-da-da. You know, it was wonderful.
She's kind of slapping him upside his head.
That is exactly what was going on.
When he was like, oh, Mom, I don't know you.
Exactly. That's what was happening. Oh, it was great. It was a great moment. Mm-hmm. And it showed a mother who gave a crap.
Well, we think.
You know, no, she said, she was interviewed afterward. And she said, I don't want my son to be, you know, basically like Mr. Gray, dead. She said she was worried every time her child left the house. So what would we do in the eBay search to find, let me see, mom?
Angry mother.
Okay, A-N-G-R-Y, mother. Let's see what happens.
I'm going to do it too. Angry mother.
I don't see it. How about angry Baltimore mother?
Well, I got 208 listings. But I want the, so I'm going to put angry mother in quotations, because that'll search it as a phrase. And that brings back 8 results. Oh, yeah. Man with angry mother-in-law, angry mother hen.
So eBay sellers, there's got to be some T-shirts. Got to be something out there. I would wear a T-shirt saying something about the angry mother in Baltimore. Hooray for her. Mother of the year. Nothing is coming up. No one has done anything yet, and it's been a couple of days.
Mother, ma, mama. Let's see what comes up. I find, 133. Let me get the newly listed sort here. See, no one's taking advantage of the...
No, they're not.
I'm not quite sure how you would do that.
You would put...
Yeah, I think it's not probably a smart idea. I think you have to strike when that iron's hot.
The iron is very hot. She was on again this morning.
Yeah.
And mothers all over the country.
Well, what are you going to put up? I mean, what? I don't... You can't make a T-shirt of her without her permission.
So you can't put her on it, but you could put some verbiage. Somebody out there right now is hearing what we're saying, and their mind's going 90 to nothing. Some entrepreneur out there, astute person, is coming up with some creative ideas on what could go on that T-shirt. Give us a call, 888-RADIO-30, any ideas. And if you don't want to give us any ideas, just go to work on putting something on a T-shirt.
I only have one thing to say.
What?
Good morning, Baltimore! Do you know what that's from?
No.
It's the opening song to Hairspray, the musical. What's wrong? Give me your gay card. Oh. Hand it over. I'm ripping it up.
No, it would be my hag card.
No. We just give them away to everyone.
Oh, anybody who wants one can
anyone
have a gay card?
One, right? Okay. Yeah. No, it's the opening song to the musical version of Hairspray. Well, that, you know, so that would be something that ties in. So if Baltimore residents are feeling a little down about their town right now and how it's portrayed, Baltimore is celebrated in a fashion by the movie and then the musical and the movie musical. So maybe that's what you could put up. Put up a Hairspray. Here's party musical
gotta be
Hairspray.
There's somewhere there is a T-shirt. Somewhere there's an idea that mothers all over this country would love to wear. A T-shirt that has to do with the essence of that mother going after her son to stop him. There's got to be something. And if I come up with it tonight first, and you guys are listening right now and you don't come up with it, and I'm going to make all that money over the next few months... Sorry. I gave you the idea.
All right, we'll give you that niche. You can have that. That's such an
angry mother niche.
Angry mother niche. That's your new niche. So what do you sell? I sell angry mother paraphernalia inventory. It's like Angry Birds, but it's Lee's head instead of the bird head.
Oh, funny.
It's angry mother.
Okay, now somebody did. Okay.
I scored yesterday.
Okay, what did you score? And then I'll tell you what I just found.
Okay, I went into, I thought, I'll just stop in this Goodwill on my way home. And I found a pair of Red Wing shoes in flawless condition.
Ooh.
So that was a score.
Ooh.
That's a brand to look out for, by the way. So if you're looking in your thrift stores and you come across men's, I think they may make women's, but they're mostly men's. They're an old company, old American company. Those things are hot. Look it up. Go to Red Wing. Search on Red Wing. Red Wing shoes. Be very, very quiet when you do, though. They're perfect for hunting rabbit. Red Wing. What's wrong with me? Red Wing shoes. And see the prices.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
There you go. There's
so I put in Baltimore riots.
Okay.
And I did get a couple of new things. I survived the Baltimore riot T-shirt April 2015.
See, somebody's ahead of you.
So, no. Didn't say anything about the mother. The only thing about the angry mother...
Oh, here's a riot rock.
...is somebody... there's a New York Post front page that shows her and her son, and it says, New York Post, pray for Baltimore riots, send in the moms.
That's well, there
it.
You go.
That's it. Send in the moms.
Yeah, there's a picture.
That's
for...
it.
Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer?
And you could show a hand reaching over for that.
Send in
black
the moms.
Mask thing.
There ought to be moms.
You know what? If all the moms of those kids were out there at the time, that wouldn't have happened. Think about it. Not that the mother should have been out there. That's not what I'm saying. Mm. But most of those kids would not have done that in front of their mothers. Better yet, their grandmothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So some people are, I Survived the Baltimore Riots 2015. There's another one.
Oh, there's tons of stuff. If you look for that, yes.
There's one. BPD, Blue Lives Matter, police T-shirt, Baltimore riots, police support cops. So some people have gotten in on it, but not with that angry mother thing yet. So go for it, eBay sellers.
Well, just make sure you're not violating anyone's intellectual property rights.
Well, by taking a hand and putting it up to a mask or something, you won't be violating.
No, that would be fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to put a picture of her or him on the T-shirt.
No, you don't. You don't want to do that because you could be. I mean, somebody could complain. They could complain. Then your listing gets taken down. Then there's tears before bedtime and unhappiness.
Stay with us. We're going to give away a free room.
Let's hope. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, Mayday, Mayday, dial us now. 888-723-4630 at eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Yeah.
Our Bid on Fusion team got together to find a solution for eBay sellers that would give them a great new product sourcing channel and help their business grow.
We could babysit their kids while they list.
What about cleaning out their garage?
We could have special sales each week offering inexpensive boxes full of mostly name-brand items to sell on eBay.
That's good, but it's still not enough.
Each of these boxes could have an estimated retail value of $300 to $500.
That's good, but...
And we could offer $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA.
Bingo. Okay, let's take it to the boss.
The boss said yes to Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sale events. Go to BidOnFusion.com. Register for free. If you bid on a box of goods to sell on eBay and you win the bid, Bid on Fusion delivers the box to your doorstep for just $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA. Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sales, created with the eBay seller in mind. Register now at BidOnFusion.com.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.